The Land of Elion, Book 1, The Dark Hills Divide, by Patrick Carman. For Karen. At every locality where ocean meets land, there are the cliffs of dark, jagged rocks. If you look over the edge, there lies a mist a few feet below, so thick you can't see the water. As far as the eye can see, nothing but white, puffy mist, as if we hang in the clouds, and to step off the edge would leave us falling for days. If not for the violent sound of the waves against the rocks somewhere far below, one might suppose our lands were an island in the sky. Beyond the Valley of Thorns, Alexa Daly. Before I built a wall, I'd asked to know what I was walling in or walling out, and to whom I was like to give offense. Something there is that doesn't love a wall, that wants it down. Mending Wall, Robert Frost. Part 1, Chapter 1, Warvold.
"Stop that chattering, or we'll have to go back and sit by the fire," said my companion. He removed his large, thick cape and draped it over my shoulders. I had to hold it up to keep it from dragging on the street, but it felt good, and my last few shivers quietly subsided. The sun had set, and the lamps glowed above the street with sharp yellow spears, one every 20 feet on both sides along our way. Illuminated by the soft light, the cobblestone paths made for a dreamy stroll. As we rounded each new corner, we were greeted by another twisting row of lamps, houses, and small storefronts. Some of the doors were painted bright blue or purple, but the houses themselves, crammed tightly together, were all whitewashed stone. We walked together, not saying a word. The town was quiet, except for the occasional distant hoot of a perching night.